Lawmakers debated the bill late into Tuesday night. State Representative Mark Pocan argued it's needed to protect the rights of victims.
This is something that right now only a third of the hospitals in the state of Wisconsin routinely do. And this is putting rape victims in our state exposed to the additional trauma of having to go and shop around in order to get the most basic health care that they need.
But State Representative Dan Lemahue raised concerns that using the morning after pill could result in an abortion because the drug can stop the implantation of a fertilized egg.
If you believe that we don't have to protect human life until 16 weeks, I guess you're okay with this bill. Or maybe 26 weeks, or maybe birth, partial birth. You're okay with this bill. But I believe that when we have a fertilized egg, we need to protect that embryo.
Lawmakers adopted an amendment to the bill, but failed to get it to a third reading. They won't have a chance to take it up again until January. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.